إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we live in a world today where the largest selling drug in the United States is Prozac. It's an antidepressant. The most common ailment that seems to, or they believe they have, which starts in schools, is ADHD, attention deficit. So for that they give them antidepressant drugs. Also people, and all of this in a land which has always promoted itself as a land of happiness, land of opportunity, land of equality, the American dream. I always say that nightmare is also a dream. And it's not only America, it's the same situation throughout. The same situation in Europe, the same situation right here in India, the same situation in all our so-called Muslim countries. We live in a society which is based on fear. Not fear of the Akhirah, fear of this dunya. The most predominant emotion that drives us is fear. Fear of losing a job, fear of not getting a job, fear of the boss, fear of what will happen to the economy, fear of not having enough money to invest, and when you have the money, fear of the investment going down. So to not have money is a problem, to have money is another problem. It's not a solution. Yeah, bigger problem. It's not a solution. So we live in a world which is filled with fears. Then of course there are fears of safety and security and this and that and the other. And continuously our whole society is based on fear, and what comes out of fear, which is suspicion. Happiest country in the world, Bhutan. Small little Himalayan nation. It's a sad thing to say. Why can't we name any Muslim country as the happiest country in the world? Should be, technically speaking. Probably the greatest, the most unhappy countries are the Muslim countries. And if you ask the Muslims, they will say, no, you see, it's all the fault of the Zionists and the fault of Israel or the fault of America. Not our fault. Find me one Muslim who actually is willing to own up the fact that whoever else is doing whatever they are doing, and I'm not freeing the Zionists and whoever from playing games. But at the end of the day, we are the ones who take decisions for our own selves. And what kind of decisions are those? Our countries are full of racism. Our countries are full of all kinds of discrimination. Our countries are full of all sorts of inequity. So forget about blaming anybody else. It's our job. It's the whole pile of, you know what, is in our lap. The reason I'm saying all this is not to send you into depression. I mean, over the last few days, I've had conversations with several people phoned me, different friends of mine and so on, and they say, please speak to so-and-so, or please speak to me, or this and that, and I'm getting bad dreams, and I'm feeling so depressed, and I'm feeling so disappointed with life, and so on, so on. So I thought to myself, let's have a further reminder on this. So I'm not saying this to send you into depression. I'm just saying this to, therefore, what is the solution? And the solution, like every solution, is very simple and it is very clear and it is right up in front in our face, except we don't want to see it. And that is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the itminan of your qalb, your peace of mind, is not in money, it is not in power, it is not in authority, it is not in this or that. It is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is the meaning of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? According to me, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of course everything that can be thought of in that context, which is your salah, tilawatil Quran, any wazaif you read, or any zikr, durood, everything. But it begins in my view with the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. Because that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam. With Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In the name of Allah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And then Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The kalam began with the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise and all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, who is the Rabb of the Alameen. So the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must begin with the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, my advice to those who are depressed, and of course, alhamdulillah, also those who are not depressed, is to simply do an exercise. And that exercise is, I'm a great believer in writing things down. So my submission is, take a piece of paper, take a notebook, and simply write down in it all the things in your life that you should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Right? All the things that you should be thankful to Allah for. My wife just reminded me, yesterday we had this big storm and so on. So she said, did you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the storm that nothing went wrong? May Allah forgive me and protect me from myself. I did not thank. I mean, at the most, alhamdulillah. But did I go into sajda and did I say, Allah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin? My house didn't fill up with water, appliances didn't catch fire because of lightning strike, or anything can happen. Did I consciously do that? I did not do that. May Allah forgive me for that. I make tawbah also. But I'm just saying that it's things as simple as that. So we have become used to taking blessings for granted. So therefore, what must we do? Change that. And say, no, I'm going to consciously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the ayat of Surah Al-Anbiya, which we know, we have recited this ayat so many times, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you thank me, I will increase the blessing. Right? So, what must you do? Sit down and make a list of things. And I tell people, first, when you're making the list of the things, go and stand and look in the mirror. Look at your face in the mirror. And say, alhamdulillah, I can look at my face. Yeah, because you could be born blind. And you don't even know what you look like, because you never saw yourself. Alhamdulillah, Allah has not given. We have got eyesight. So look at yourself in the mirror and say, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me all of that. Start with that. And then consciously sit down and write down every single thing that you have and write it. Make this, do that exercise. Write this, and for each one, say, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Technically, for each one, we should pray 2 rakat of salah and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But leave that. Just say, alhamdulillah, inshallah. That is enough. But write, make a list, complete list. Now, that is such a hugely empowering and a hugely stimulating thing. I believe me, by the end of that list, you will be the happiest person in the world. I give it to you as a guarantee. By just make that list and you are going to be, inshallah, the happiest person in the world. And if you are taking Prozac or whatnot, take all those bottles and chuck them in the garbage, you won't need them after that, because you are doing shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. Just list down the blessings that Allah has given. And anytime you have a doubt about this, think about life without that. Anytime you feel that my husband is very oppressive, consider becoming a widow. Think about that, right? I think my husband is oppressive. Then I get this phone call. Your husband has just been in an accident. I'm sorry to say he's dead. You think it doesn't happen to people? You think you don't like your wife. She doesn't listen to you. She does this, does that. You get a phone call saying she fell from the 7th floor and she's dead. You think it doesn't happen? You don't like your parents. My father is very this, this, this. You get a call to say your father died. Just do this. Just do this. Because unfortunately, we see or we realize the value of something only when it is not there. May Allah protect you and protect your relatives, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect your relationships, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect your all the blessings that He has given you. But seriously, we get into this complaint. And this is from shaitan. Shaitan puts this complaining mode. Yesterday somebody told me, you know, I have this job, I am very unhappy in the job, and so on and so forth. So I said, inshallah, then let me make dua for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you jobless. Yeah, you are unhappy in the job, no? So may Allah take you out of the job, khalas. Na rahe bansra bajay bansri, masra nahi na, naukri nahi hai toh, usme na khush hone ka sawal nahi. He said, no, Sheikh. I said, what no, Sheikh? So you want to be unhappy then? I said, boss, in this world today, with the market being where it is, the fact that you have a job is for you to be happy about. Alhamdulillah, I have a job. I have a regular income at the end of the month. I've got a good job. You are complaining about that. I am unhappy. So become happy. Who tells you to be unhappy? Look at what is going wrong. Correct it. Be happy. Otherwise, have sabr. Khalas. The best way to become, to do that otherwise, to leave the job. Baito ghar mein maloom hota phir. Then you know where happiness is. So seriously, I mean, this is the problem. Because when Allah has given us the ni'mat, shaitan is the one who puts this in your mind. This job, not so good. This wife, but you know, she's got this fault. The husband, he's got this fault. My children, you look at somebody, my children are this. My parents are this. For everything, there is a fault. Where do you end with that? You end up in the madhouse on antidepressant drugs because you drove yourself into that. Make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. With this storm, we didn't have power, no? Here almost about 12 hours. But we got power after, we got like about 7 o'clock or something yesterday morning, we got power. I was getting phone calls till last night to say that other parts of the city, they still had no power. Up to power. He doesn't have power. Till today. I mean, we got yesterday 7. Kya karna mere ko bolo? Should we moan and groan about the fact that we did not have power for 7 or 8 hours? Or should we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, we got power. There are people who still do not have power. Please come and stay in my house. Most welcome, of course. We should do that also. What is wrong with that? This is the issue. You are complaining you don't have power. What about somebody who does not have an electric connection at all? Usko masla hi nahi hai na bhai. You are saying current aaj nahi hai. Unhe toh current nahi hai ka sawal hai. You never heard hear that conversation that there is no, you know, current aaj kya current hi nahi hai. आज नहीं है कल नहीं है देन सो अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह 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 अला कुल्ली हाल अल्लाह सुभान व तआला व्हाट एवर ही गिव्स अस इज समथिंग टू बी ग्रेटफुल फॉर व्हाट ही डज नॉट गिव अस इज आल्सो समथिंग टू बी ग्रेटफुल फॉर एंड वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंटली ऑलवेज कॉन्सेंट्रेट ऑन द पॉजिटिव अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अल्लाह गेव मी दिस अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह ऑलवेज 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 वी हैव अ चॉइस to concentrate on the positive or the negative. It's entire, both are there. Believe me, I'm not trying to say fool yourself. I'm just saying that both are there. There is negative and positive. Now it's up to you what you want to concentrate on. As you get older, I mean, you know, when you get to my age, you will have some part of your body which pains. But you also have another part of your body which is fine. Now, up to you. You want to moan about, I got a pain in my back, I got a pain in my knee, or you want to say, Alhamdulillah, my heart is fine, I can still eat biryani. Which one? Think about that. Maybe your knees are fine, but your arteries are all clogged, and you are living on grass. You, what kind of life is that? So, seriously, Alhamdulillah, focus on that which is positive, and you will be a very, very happy person. Now that does not mean that the one who is happy does not have, problems. This world is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this world with problems and with good things, both. But He also gave us a choice. Which do you want to look at? You want to look at the problems and cry? Go cry, no problem. But you want to look at the positive things, Alhamdulillah. Then benefit is, first of all, it is ibadah. So you are getting reward with Allah for that. Secondly, because you are looking at that, it's like looking into a light. If you look into the light, you turn around, you can't see the darkness because your eyes are dazzled with the beauty of the light. So let our hearts be dazzled with the thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then, whatever is negative will go away. What in that negative, what has to be dealt with? Deal with it. I mean, I'm not saying ignore it, deal with it. But a lot of that negative stuff is really, you can't do anything about it. So you have to ignore it. So ignore it. And the best way to ignore it is focus on the positives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to consciously and constantly be aware of His ni'mat and to constantly thank Him for them. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.